Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Friend of God, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled What Jesus Came to Do, from 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 through 8.
Is it true that you are thinking of me? Genesis came to do. I know for the last couple of weeks I've been on, and some of you thought I was going to be back on Genesis this morning, but I'm going to take a little break. If I come back to it, we'll see as God leads us. But I'm going to give you a little break from Genesis. But we're dealing with in 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 through 8. We're talking about what Jesus came to do. And, as a songwriter wrote, I listened to gospel music and I caught the lyrics of this song this week, and it caught my attention concerning how wonderful Jesus and how great and glorious He is to us. That Jesus thought we were worthy saving, so He came and He changed our life. Jesus thought we were worthy keeping, so He cleaned us up inside. Jesus thought we were to die for, so He sacrificed His life. And I'm glad for that this morning, that we have such a God. So we could be free, so that we could be whole, and so that we could tell everyone we know. And I'm telling you, we got the greatest message this world could ever imagine and ever hear. And that is the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no grander message. There's no greater blessing than knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. We can look at the Gospels and we can see Jesus. We can see His birth. We can see His life. We can see His ministry. We can see His death. We can see His resurrection. We can see His ascension. And we can stand on the fact today that everything God has said about His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it's all true. Amen. So, in what we will see in 1 John chapter 3 today, that we can take all the way back. I've been preaching on, what was that? Where was I preaching from for the last couple of weeks? I believe that was Genesis 1, wasn't it? In the beginning, who? God. And so realizing that what John said in 1 John 3 can be taken all the way back to Genesis 1, in the beginning, God. And realize today that everything that God accomplished with His spoken word. I'm glad today He is a God that is true to His word. I'm glad everything that God has said in His word is 100% true. And I'm glad then He takes that truth and He puts it in us that we can live the truth of His word, and what a transformation it will happen or take in our lives. So knowing this from everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation chapter 22 was what Jesus was sent here to do. And I'm glad He came to do it for you and I. Understand where we were in life. No hope, no heaven, no Jesus. And the only thing that we had, we were going to hell. But aren't you glad He made a way where we don't have to? And so the question I have for you today is, are you willing for Jesus, hear me now, are you willing for Jesus today to do in your life that which He desires? See, today He doesn't come and kick down the door and walk in and say, all right, I'm taking over. This is it. I'm the boss now. That's not the way He operates. He goes where He is wanted. And if you want Him to take over your life, see, the thing with lives, and I deal with people day in and day out in every walk, fashion, form of life, church people, non-church people, saved people, lost people, everything, men, women, boys and girls. I mean, it's just an array of difficulties and problems that people face all the day. But I found something today that if you will turn your life over to Him and follow His word, He will drastically turn your life around. He will do a mighty work in your life. You're looking at an example one. I was probably the hard-headedest person in the world. Yep. You say, so when did you change? But at the same time you did. Amen. We all have our little hard-headedness, don't we? Amen. Yep. And the older you get, the more hard-headed you get. That's what I've been told. I don't think I've gotten to that spot yet. But the fact of the matter is, if God could save me, He can save anybody. You say, oh, but you was a good boy. You grew up and you was a nice little boy and went to church. That does not mean one thing. And by the way, I wasn't as nice as you thought. I just put on a good false facade. But let me tell you, behind that facade was a sorry, hell-deserving sinner that was headed straight there. But thank God on that day, oh, glory to God. 2nd of February. Never will forget the day when the Lord saved me. I tell you, He reached down to the depths of degradation, sin, shame, and shackles, filth and dirt, and He pulled me up. And He pulled me out. He redeemed my soul. He put me on a rock. And brother, I've been there ever since. And oh, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Let me tell you what, He is a wonderful God. And I believe today I got a room full of people that probably God has done the same thing in your life too. Because the only thing that was good about us was nothing. But thank God, He took our nothingness and made something out of it. And He's now given us the promise that we're children of the Most High God. See, if you will open your life to the work and the leadership of God, I'm telling you, He will miraculously work in your life. You know, one Sunday, we're just going to turn you loose one Sunday. And just let you come up here and grab a microphone and say, let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. Amen. Wouldn't that be awesome? Amen. The preacher's going to sit there and just listen and be filled up with the blessings that you're going to share with people about what God has done in your life. Where He's brought you from and what He is doing and how great and glorious He is. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Come on, somebody say, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Amen. 1 John chapter 3, 4 through 8 says, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And we know that He was manifested. That means, man, He became visible. He was manifested to take away our sins. And in Him is no sin. This bunch, all this liberal mentality said, well, Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene and He had a baby and all this other baloney that the movie industry has tried to saturate the stupidity of people to believe something that absurd. You know, people absolutely would rather go 6 inches into hell and believe a lie than stand where they are and believe the truth. I'm going to tell you, the Bible says in Jesus was no sin. Amen. And whosoever abideth in Him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen Him, neither known Him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as He is righteous. But listen, here's the culmination of what He's trying to tell us. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. If you don't believe that, go back to Genesis. For this purpose, hear that. For the what? For this purpose. The Son of God, there's that word manifested again, meaning visible, came, real, that He might do what? Destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Can I ask you a personal question? Sure, Pastor. I answer for you. Does the devil give you a fit? I mean, are you in combat seemingly every day? And when you're serving the Lord and you've made up your mind, I'm going to start reading my Bible, I'm going to start living the Bible, and I'm going to start testifying of the Bible, and I'm going to start being an instrument of God's righteousness. Boy, it looked like all of hell dispatched every demon to park in front of your house and to camp out there in your front yard.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.